My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in the last part of the Gospel, Jesus was talking about Elijah. And it is clear that Jesus points to John the Baptist as Elijah. As the background to the Gospel, Elijah, who prophesied during the reigns of Ahab and Ahaziah of Israel, appears as a prophet who insisted on the unique divinity of Yahweh and the repudiation of the cult of any divinity. He challenged the prophets of Baal, patronized by Queen Jezebel, to a showdown at Mount Carmel and have them all killed. He is presumed not to have died because he was taken into heaven by a chariot of fire. In the book of Kings, the presumption was the bust of the later belief that Elijah would return. A well-known prophecy of Malachi runs, I quote from the book of Malachi chapter 3, "Now I am sending to you Elijah the prophet before the day of the Lord comes, the great and terrible day. He will turn the hearts of fathers to their son and the heart of sons to their father." My dear brothers and sisters, since the Jews believe that the coming of God's kingdom will be preceded by the return of Elijah, the scribes can therefore argue that Jesus cannot be the Messiah because Elijah has not yet appeared. When John the Baptist appears in the desert baptizing, wearing clothing made of camel's hair and having a leather belt around his waist, which recalls the austere dress of the prophet, people ask whether he might indeed be Elijah. And out of humility, John does not claim to be Elijah. But the evangelist and Jesus himself see him as the coming of the prophet and the spirit of Elijah. In today's gospel, Jesus clearly points to John as Elijah who was expected to come. The people, therefore, are to listen to his message of repentance and change of life. And Jesus again tells his listeners, if you are willing to accept it, that John the Baptist is the Elijah, he is Elijah, the one who is to come, listen to my words. Amen.